We live. Are we live?
Hey, y'all.
SW Podcast Wednesday. We back.
It's SW Podcast Wednesday. We are back. We are here. We are popping. It is Wednesday, September 7th. We are fully into Virgo season. And we probably got a little while before. I mean, probably what, another week or two before it jumps on out the window and welcome in Libra season.
Yeah, the 21st. So yeah, that ain't long though.
It's not a long time, y'all. So y'all long, make sure y'all celebrate y'all Virgos.
What
show
you
them
say?
They love. Give them their time.
And they out here popping.
Cause y'all know Virgos are demanding. Popping. They very much so popping, but they are very much so demanding. Give them their flowers and their balloons and their batons.
They way of the highway.
They crowns and just let them have it. It's their time.
Don't be trying to shine when it ain't your time to
Give them their time. Give the Virgos their time, y'all. But what's up? Welcome to SW Podcast Wednesday. We are live. We are here. We are excited. We are always excited to be here with y'all.
Always. I'm hot.
Always.
Though.
Yeah, Queen over there having a little... A little AC issue, but we gonna get her through that.
So excuse me in the fanning.
She gonna be fanning the whole show. Just keep her lifted.
I ain't like I used to be.
Keep her lifted.
We cool air. So, jeez.
What's up, Kels? How you doing, homie?
Hey, Kels.
So y'all, we are ready. We're gonna go ahead and first of all, I just want to say welcome to football season. It is officially football season, baby. It is official. It's official like a whistle. And so every week you're gonna have some challenges going on between different Florida teams. You're gonna have the situations going on between the high school teams. It's about to be NFL week.
All
it's a
that
lot
good
going
stuff.
On this week.
All that good stuff.
What's up, Jay?
Yes, indeed. Hey.
Hey.
All that good stuff.
We got a few people chiming in. Let me let y'all say hello real quick before we jump into the show. What's going on, Tom? How you doing? And here go Kels on here to my Gator Nation.
We're gonna let you have it. I'm a Gator, but baby, I'm repping FAMU all day, every day. I ain't even gonna rep no other schools no more. I'm gonna just stick with the orange and green.
Talk about the Gators. What's going on, Savvy? How you doing, Savvy? Rue, I know you, Rue, but I was just going by the first name. My bad. My apologies. Welcome everybody to the show today. We're gonna go ahead and get into it, y'all, because y'all obviously here for our conversation. And I know the fellas, y'all gonna stick around for the sports. So because I want to hear y'all talk y'all shit today. But for the most part, we are here to talk about goals and to get through those goals. So our first thing that we want to do is put on our quote of the day, because y'all know we got to drop that. And
drop that knowledge.
It got to be dropped. It got to be dropped. Life is not about having everything. It's about finding meaning in everything.
Oh,
that's good. So what y'all think about that?
About the meaning. The meaning of life, what it means. Look, it's so much. It's just the joy, the happiness, the success. Even just the watching of how we done watched our kids grow up and going into the people that they are.
It means a lot. It means a lot. You gotta look into the scope of things. If you worry more about what you have versus the things that you have acquired, like the memories, the trips you've taken, the time you've spent, even money that you spent on things that make you happy. Those are like good things. However, if you're looking just at the material, if you think about where you're going to be at when you're 80 or 79 years old, you're going to be in one room, you're going to have a dresser full of things, and all your stuff going to be gone.
And that's real, Queen. I mean, that's real. And even if that is in your house, you still in that one room. That's real.
You still in one room.
You barely leave.
We getting to see that so much now. Like I'm looking, I get to watch, like when I see my grandmother, I see now that she went from a house full of things to now to just one room. So if we sit up and equate life to things, we will have nothing. You got to take those trips. You got to spend that time. You got to go out to eat. You got to walk around the park. You got to have these conversations with people so that you can make sure that you have these memories. Because when you gone, that's all people going to have.
That's
all they're going to have.
I even go back to like the photo albums, like how people don't have photo albums no more.
You still got to print them pictures, y'all. It's important. That phone.
Yeah, like that. What?
Don't lose all your stuff in the cloud.
Get your best ones and print them out.
What's going on, my baby girl?
Hey, E.
We got a couple more people chiming in. What's up, world?
Hi. Boy, y'all in here today, baby. Salute. Appreciate it.
Salute to y'all. Thank y'all for stopping in today. And make sure when we get into these conversations, y'all drop y'all knowledge, because we're not the only ones that speaking truth. So we love to hear from our audience members. So based on the quote, being that life is not about having everything, it's about finding meaning in everything. If you have something that you have found that meaning in, if you have something that you can cherish and that you enjoy doing, make sure you continue doing it and put it out there. So that your people, your family, the people who you've created as your family, they can have those things to use to maternalize when they're going through their memories and they're sitting down going down memory lane. I just saw today a video came up on my timeline of my daughters, of them being oh my God, there was 3 and 4, Queen.
I love and that. Then, yes, I love that.
And I'm just watching the video, and I didn't even realize that a tear had came out. But the point was that I had that memory, and that memory, I have that on a video CD, a DVD. I will sit up, me and my kids will sit up, and we will pull those old albums out
and watch them,
old pictures out, and watch them. Exactly what it's for. It's exactly what it's for. Definitely savvy. Photo albums are definitely key. Ruth says, life is meant to be enjoyed every second in a minute and every minute in an hour completely.
And everything photo album's good, and now you can do them that you can put your what you want to say by the picture and all of that and get it like printed out for you just like a book.
Yes, that's true. You got to do that. The major thing on that is just making sure that you keep your memories flourishing, and they're always there. A lot of times now the new age will not have a whole lot of backup to say, this is how I looked as a kid. This is how that stuff going to start disappearing once our generation starts to disappear, because nobody is printing these pictures. They just taking them, uploading them to social media, and that's really it.
Child, and then here they go. Oh, here go my phone dump. Delete. That's why I say you have to pick out your best ones and just get them developed.
Yep.
Or do the photo album. Like I say, really just do the photo album. Let people set up the photo album. You do it yourself. They just gonna print it off for you and send it to you.
That's right. World says it has become a rarity, and he has many of his elders' photo albums. That's incredible. That's really good, because a lot of times we do not see albums anymore. My grandmother gave me one of her old ones, and I'm gonna hold on to that album for the rest of my life. And then I'm hoping my kids can pass it out, because I'm in it a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I want them to see me. she says, as we get older, most parents don't keep albums because of social media. Very much so true, E.
That's true.
We don't have a lot of albums ourselves, but we will go print out some pictures, though. When we like things that we like, we're going to go right up to CVS, order them pictures, and print them right on out. And my kid's known for doing it. I'm known for doing it. We like having that stuff in our hands.
Yeah, I'll put it on the CD. I just put it on the CD or anything. Your SIM card or something.
Save it.
Save it.
Don't just have it for social media purposes. That we got to get out of that. We got to get out of just thinking that just because it goes on social media that is out there forever. It don't have to always do that. Mm-mm. All right, y'all. So 10 ways to achieve your life goals. It's more than 10, but I'm going to go through them really quickly so that we can kind of like pinpoint where we are at on our goal list with a lot of our things, okay? So you're going to make a list first of your goal destinations.
Okay.
It's important to have a destination for these particular goals. You can't, in another word for your goals is definitely ambitions, but your ambitions they pretty much sound like something that are which outside of your grasp, which is why goals are much more feasible. And so what do you really want to do with your life? You want to make sure that as you're thinking on the line of your goals, that you have these things written down, because we always say that when you write it, it becomes real. You can talk about it till you blew it in the face, but once you put it on paper,
it's just an idea.
Yeah, it's just an idea. But once you put it on paper, it becomes ingrained. You can study it. You're going to start doing things that mimic around it. You may start doing vision boards. You may actually start saving money toward those goals. You're going to start doing different things that actually help you intertwine and making those goals a reality. If you're not doing anything to make the goals a reality, it's just an idea.
That's it. Just an idea.
So, If you have a multiple amount of goals that kind of overlap each other, you definitely have to put it on paper because
and do your small ones first.
Yes, exactly. And what and one of the most key things is making sure that even the small goals equate to those bigger goals, because you gotta for instance, you got a goal that you wanna, by the end of the month, you want to have $500 put aside just for a particular thing. So in order to get to that main goal, it may have to be small obstacle goals that you got to overtake just to get to those goals. And say, for instance, you may have to say, I'm cutting out fast food for the rest of this month so that I can make sure I have that goal. You can cut out certain spending habits that you normally do when you ain't thinking about it.
Lunch.
Definitely. Save if you're a type of person who like to go out once a week, you may have to cut back to maybe twice that month instead of four times that month. So it's just certain things you have to do. You have to make those sacrifices and goals and obtaining your goals. If you don't sacrifice, your goals will be
you'll never reach it.
Just lost over your head somewhere. So pay attention, make sure your goals are realistic, and make sure that you're doing things to supply your goals. You got to think about the time frame to have the goal accomplished.
Yeah.
How you gonna have a goal?
Don't put no time frame down. A lot of people don't.
So when can you plan to achieve it if there's no time limit on it?
They don't think about the time limit. They're just like, this is what I'm going to do, but you have to put a time limit. It got to have an expiration date.
Right.
You got to have an expiration date.
It has to. And if you can give your goal an expiration date or just a date for when you want it, it don't even have to be like, okay, you set this goal, then you say I want to do it in 5 months, and then the 5 month mark get there and you 1 inch away from that goal, give yourself a little bit more time because as our moniker said coming into the show, it's not about the plan. When you don't ever change your plan, just change your direction.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ever change your goal, just change your direction. The idea is to keep the goal. It's just, it may take a little bit of weaving or maneuvering to get to where you're trying to go though.
Set small goals for that large goal. Okay. I know, say like you starting a business. Okay. I know I need to get LLC, all that. Set those little small goals, like that little checklist. It don't matter what it is. Okay. You know, you want to have your LLC before next Wednesday. That's a small goal that you didn't accomplish to that bigger goal.
It's always something smaller. And because the paper do, when you're doing the research into these particular goals, it's going to be a checklist of things you got to do. Mm-hmm. So as you're going down that checklist, make sure you are actually saying that I did this. I actually did this. Like, don't just say I'm going to do it. Check it off. Make sure you've stabilized yourself into doing it. And please don't skip. You can't skip. That's who you cheating. Who you cheating when you do yourself like that? You can't skip in these goals. You end up cheating. If you if you're trying to jump over one obstacle that's in the goal line, you're going to go back. You're going to end up going backwards. It's no point.
You might have to start all back over.
Depending on exactly which one you skipped. So, and Jada says setting goals are extremely important. Very much so, Jay. And being a college student now, you definitely got to focus on that. If you got a paper due, you might, like, their research papers require research. So if you're taking the time to get to that main goal, the conclusion of the whole paper, you got to go through the body. You got to, I mean, the introduction. You got to go through the body. You got to go through summing it up, and then you're going to finally get to the conclusion. So, yes, everything takes step-by-step processes. Nothing is just, you got to take those steps to get there. You got to make sure that you're being realistic with your dates, too. Do not set goals on something that's supposed to be complete in a year, and you gave yourself 3 months. Don't cheat yourselves. Do not cheat yourself. a lot of times goals require funds. So if you don't have the funds in place, you cannot make those goals as realistic as you want them to be. Take the time. Take your time. Don't rush. Don't rush the process.
Like, do not. You in competition with?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't be in.
This is for you.
It's for you. Your well-being, your livelihood.
And just like you have, just like we have to for the podcast, there are goals in line for this podcast. Just like we have to schedule interviews, we got to talk to people to get these interviews scheduled. Those are my to-dos. So I have to write down these to-dos. I don't just expect that, oh, the show going to write itself. The research going to write itself. The people just going to book themselves. No, we got to put that stuff in line. You got to
be in order.
There's a rhyme and a reason for everything. And we want to make sure we follow in that rhyme or reason. Don't stop when tired. Stop when you're done. Rue. Thank you for that quote, Rue. I like that.
Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
And it's key. Very much so key. Kel says success is measured by sacrifice. Sam Carter told me that. And I've been rocking ever since. And that makes a lot of sense.
And a lot of people don't like the sacrifice.
If you ain't giving up nothing, you ain't going to get nothing.
You got to give up. To get to where you're trying to go, you always got to give up something.
You got to. And then sometimes that's going to be your time. And that's why we just said it's going to be things you got to invest into your goals. So if you're having to sacrifice time, that's giving up something. If you're having to sacrifice money, that's giving up something. If you're having to sacrifice yourself, that's giving up something. At every goal, at every angle, at every sacrifice, there has to be something you are willing to risk to reach that goal. And it don't always got to be something that's dynamically, like, that's going to hold you back. Because if you're doing something that's going to hold you back, no, we're not doing that. But
that ain't the right move anyway.
It's not the right move. It's not. But if you're doing something that, and it takes, and you looking and you know exactly this, you're sitting there saying to yourself, in order for me to make it here, I have to do this. And if you know that and you go the opposite direction, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself. So we got to get out. We got to get out of the thought process of thinking that things are going to come easy and fast. And we got to get out of the process of running from our goals, because we set these goals and then we take off running the opposite direction when we realize that that goal is going to be a little bit more harder to obtain.
I mean, it's well worth the accomplishment to accomplish it. It's well worth to accomplish it. Your goal, you're supposed to be scared of your goals. You're supposed to be scared. It's supposed to make you afraid, because it's supposed to help you push yourself to attaining that goal.
That's right.
So you don't be scared, because it's something that you've never even done before, something that you've never even accomplished before. So it's don't be scary. It's just you can't give up. You gotta go for it.
And sometimes
like you're giving up on yourself.
Exactly. And sometimes it's gonna get a little heavy, but it's not supposed to stress. It's not supposed to break you. It's not supposed to make you weary. But you will. It will get a little heavy sometimes, especially if you know that you're having to sacrifice things. And the reason why I say heavy is because we tend to think that because we sacrificing things, we missing out. That's the heavy that we be. That don't mean you missing out, baby. That just means that you focus on something bigger. What's up, Peach? How you doing?
Hey.
It's you're not missing out on anything when you got a whole goal. I promise you that. Everything else that's outside of you, you probably don't even know half of the stuff that's going on because you're so focused.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got time. You ain't got time to focus on nothing else.
And
when
you're
trying to reach something, you ain't got time.
And who cares? Because if you sitting up here so stuck on what somebody else got going on, if you stuck on because you want to get cute, baby, that goal is finna be out the window.
Toodle.
And you gotta be real proactive in your goals. This approach has to change if you want to make things happen. You need to stop scrolling social media. You need to stop wishing that things are gonna happen, and you need to make it happen.
Yeah, hope is just hope. Hope is nothing without the action behind it.
I'm telling you,
it's just hope.
I don't even like the word hope. It was so many words that I used to ban in my house that my kids couldn't say. You couldn't say try, because we don't try, we do. You couldn't say can't, because we don't say we don't can't, we will. And
we will.
You cannot and we ain't hoping and wishing. And wishing and hoping
to make this happen.
We ain't doing none of that. We're going at this.
This is going to happen. It's already done.
I know that's right, PG. We're not worrying about the Jones, because let me tell you something about the Jones. The Jones is not everything.
What you think they is?
The Jones is not fussing, fighting, arguing. They on powder. They drink a lot of alcohol. It's a lot going on with the Jones.
They on a lot of things.
You got to put your action down. We worried about action. No more negativity. What we're not going to do is allow. We're not going to tell ourselves you can't do this and you can't do that. You won't be able to do it. You can't do that. That's so cliche.
Get rid of the negative thoughts. You got to get rid of the negative thoughts. If you got to get on and listen to positive affirmations every day on YouTube, when you get up in the morning, that's what you might need to do. Listen to them positive affirmations. That might be the first thing you might need to do in the morning.
That's right.
That means you done came out of a dream with a negative thought.
That's right. You woke up like that.
So
you
got
how you waking up like that?
Mm-mm.
If you waking up with any type of negative energy, you got to rethink how you coming up. Because I promise you that it says a lot about where you are in line with your actual goals and yourself, because you're allowing something like that to push you to make you tell yourself what you can and cannot do. Siobhan says, yes, you got to put action in front. I know that's right, Siobhan. And and Rue, in the dictionary, it come like that too. Success definitely comes after struggle. So you ain't gonna get to success first without it. Don't come first. You got to go through a couple things.
We wish it did, but it
correct.
Don't. It don't.
Definitely. So Peach listens to. She gets affirmed by Miss Sarah Jake. So look, if you would, however your affirmations come to you, you better take it. If it leads you to that, follow it. That's what you need. And make sure you balanced. Be balanced.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get obsessed with your goal setting that you get hooked on anything to get to where you want to be. And that
step
is
on people.
The biggest crutch you can have is trying to step on others to get to where you're trying to go. If you got people in your way, it is not your job to step over them. It's your job to go around them. And if you have to go around them to get to where you're trying to go, that's just a tiny obstacle.
That's it.
It's a tiny obstacle. We're going to get obstacles dropped in front of us because we're trying to get somewhere.
That is it, Queen. That's it.
It don't work out like that overnight to where you just be like, oh, I woke up this morning and I decided that it's all going to be fixed.
No.
Because you can't skip step 3 and 4. You missing two steps. You set five steps up on that paper.
And it's really going to get you to the next level.
So be positive. Tell yourself good stuff. Be balanced. And be real. Mm-hmm. And like I said, be realistic with your aims from the very beginning. Don't start out with positive things. And then you get in the middle and then you change it up. And then you want to go back. No, you got to stay on. You got to stay on track.
It's a daily walk. Being positive is a daily walk, and it's a hard daily walk.
Yes, it is.
It can really be a hard daily walk, especially if you're a person that ain't really always been around positive people, hearing positive things. It's hard, but it is definitely, it's a daily walk. Your daily walk on just making yourself better every day.
And if you being honest with yourself and you know yourself enough, you know you struggle with certain things. You know that. So if you're not, if tell yourself that. Tell yourself your struggles. Allow yourself to understand your struggles so that you can find a way to get through it, because your goal is still waiting.
Yep.
Your goal is still waiting. Everyone isn't meant to accompany you on your journey. Very much so.
No,
that's very much so true. So some of those things, some of those people that you got to put to the side, you'll learn, you'll see how fast you got to put them to the side when you're trying to obtain something. Doubt kills more dreams than fear ever will. Definitely.
Yeah.
And definitely. Okay. So next we, breaking it down. You got to set goals. Setting goals and achieving them is hard. There are no shortcuts or easy routes, but that's what makes the experience so rewarding. If you start to feel overwhelmed, break everything down, not just in terms of time, but action points too. Specifically outlining what you want to achieve and when by what means will make your goals feel much more attainable. So the breakdown is why, which is why we're telling you the dynamic of writing these things down. Because when you're sitting there and you having questions and you troubled, you're going to need to figure it out. You're going to have to write a map. You're going to have a chart. You're going to have a log of the things you
Everything.
Did. It's different
a
things
journal.
You have
you just
to
need
have.
To take the journal with you. So you can write your ideas down as you go. Because things come to you no matter where you at. You at the stove. Things for that goal is going to come to you. So you got to be able to have that stuff and write it down. Somebody always tell me, keep a journal with you or a little pen and pad. Write it down.
Exactly. And I do a lot of things with voice. I've started, like, if I'm just thinking of things while I'm driving, I get my phone out and just hit the record button on there. I just save it in my thing and go back and listen to it and write it down then, because I'm learning more and more. I'm a detailed person. I'm very detailed. So if I like, and I know ideally the way I look at myself is that I'm too detailed sometimes. Like, my intricacies make me upset with me. And I'm pretty sure it kind of make my kids a little bit frustrated too, because if I say I want something done this way, I need you to follow all four of the steps. Don't come in short.
Everything I
me.
Said.
Yeah, everything follow I everything said. I said. So because of that, like, you know, you, if you're that type of person who is very detailed in your goals, you have to make sure that you have communicated that to yourself. Don't leave nothing out. Do not leave anything out, because you're going to be so upset with yourself in the end, being OCD. You're going to run back and start over. And it's not worth all that if you've obtained something and it turned out good.
That's right.
Don't be overbearing to yourself. And that's what we were talking about first, about the obsession. Don't get too obsessed with your goal that you over fulfill your goal. And there is a such thing. Embrace the failure. Embrace the failure. All goals are not successful. Making it to the finish line is what successful is. You didn't quit. So, Jada said a root after he said his message takes me out. So goal setting rarely runs smoothly. You will hit stumbling blocks that make you question why you attempted in the first place. But that's exactly part of it. And the sooner you accept that, the better. Rather than letting failure bring you all the way to a close, move on. It'll make you stronger in your goal setting. Point blank, period. Do not allow defeat to tell you that your goal wasn't worth it, that the trial wasn't worth it, that the outcome wasn't worth it. Keep pushing. Push all the way through.
Keep moving. Get you somebody that'll make you hold you accountable.
Now, I know a lot of times we have been told that we need to keep our mouth closed about our goals. That's the biggest lie. When it comes to your goals, now it might be some secrets in your life you need to keep your mouth closed about. It might be some things y'all do too much talking about that you might need to shut up about. But when it comes to that goal,
girl, I ain't trying to tell nobody what I got going on, girl, because they gonna be trying to hate on me. No, if you don't open your mouth, you open your mouth and tell somebody about what you got going on, that might be one of your future investors.
The first rule,
you got to look at it like that.
Is to talk about your goal setting. Tell everyone who will listen. And I'm talking about the people who you trust. Tell everyone who will listen what your plans are and how you intend to bring them to fruition. The added pressure. This is why it's important to tell people, especially people who love you and care about you. Because once you open your mouth about a goal to your people, your real people,
they're gonna own you.
Like this right here. Like this
right
here.
You got this. You did that.
You started on that. You told me you was gonna do that today. Did you complete that? You said you was gonna have that finished on Monday. Did you get that turned in, baby? We on your ass
all day long.
We on your ass, baby.
When I start taking interest, when I see you just start taking interest, I'm gonna push you a little bit while longer, and then when you be looking at me real stupid, then I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna just not mess with you no more because this ain't what you really about right now.
That look, and you right, Peach, be all over you. Don't tell me you got nothing going on, baby. And then I don't hear nothing about it. Cause the first thing I'm gonna say is, wait a minute now, cause then we do this, then we talk about that.
Okay, then we talk.
Where you
about
at
this.
With that? What you gonna do with that now?
You the one said it.
Talk about it. And it's important to talk about it to the people who you're supposed to talk about it to. We're not telling you to take your post, your goal to social media with 8 details up under it that's going to tell you how you're supposed to break your goal. No, that's not what we just said. Because, see, y'all tell social media too much. But what we did say is your circle needs to know what's going on, because your circle is going to tell you how you need to do it or remind you. They ain't going to tell you how to do it because you already got that set up. But they could be advisors, they could be pushers, and they could be daily reminders.
Yep. Holding you accountable for what you said.
Accountability,
you
baby. Accountability. Accountability. Don't get help. Don't struggle alone. Sometimes there's only so far you could take a project before you need a new perspective. And let me tell you something about that. I've learned that the hard way. And it wasn't no hard way. I would think I'd say I learned it the tough way, because we started off and I wouldn't even think that it was supposed to be a tough way. I would think that maybe I just thought that I'm just going to start a podcast. And I just did. I called Joe. I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast, Joe. I want to do it just like this. And I want to do this. And I want to do this. And then all my directions started coming from this different way, because they making me accountable. Because there was plenty of times that I said I'm finna start this podcast and I ain't write it down. I just said I'm gonna do it. Next thing you know,
I put it on paper,
and that's why every day, that's why we like 5 notebooks in like this now with podcasts.
That's
like 5 of these. Because you got to get your stuff together, baby. You got to put that stuff on paper. And it's so important. Oh, they're going to keep Peach talking about, well, what was going on? Okay, I was just asking because I do that. She tell me what's happening. And a couple days later, well, Peach, what's going on? And she go ahead and break. Oh, okay. I was just checking. Just making sure. Just making sure you on key with what you said you're going to be on key with. You see what that title is, E? What's floating down there? Are you meeting your goals, my dude?
You meeting your goals, E?
Goals are like affirmations, so you need to speak and say them every day. Yes, you do. And you need to see them as well. Yes, you do, Savvy.
See them as well.
Very much so true. Very much so
every
true.
Day.
Track your progress.
Every day.
So that checklist that we were talking about in the beginning, that's how you're tracking your progress. If you put goal number one was supposed to be done by January 9th, check that off on January 8th if you completed it. If your next goal was supposed to be complete by March 17th, check that off. If your next goal was supposed to be completed by April 23rd, check it off. We are checking things off. We are becoming accountable. We are dropping dead weight.
Ooh, a load left off me.
We are making sure that we are responsible for us, our goals, and the things that we have set out for ourselves. And that's really just at that. And the last thing after tracking your progress is to visualize the ending results. It ain't nothing like making it to the end of a goal and seeing that effect.
And saying, oh, what? And what
it's
you
nothing like it.
And all the struggles. And every struggle like that you went through, you're like, dang, I was beating myself up because of that. And look, I done made it to where I wanted to be.
E, what's your goal with your weight? What you focusing on to make sure you get it off the way you want to? So you that goal, are we writing down? Is that a goal that you put on paper?
Mm-hmm. What you going to stop eating? If you eat red meat, get rid of the red meat first. Get rid of that. You'll trim down a little bit. More green vegetables.
Anyway. That red meat be so heavy on you, be heavy, you're about to choke. Like trying to digest it. I can't even digest it thoroughly. But we just make a goal. Eat. Put that. He's talking about he said I need to. I'm telling you, it's gonna help.
That red meat.
Gonna help. Angela says she needs to write hers down and stop visualizing them because I'm clearly. Oh, baby, that's. Oh, you just gave yourself.
You just told yourself
the answer right there. You are clearly doing something wrong, and that's because all you're doing is visualizing it. Put it right here on paper. Right there.
Look at it every day. Take it with you.
And then you can put that and do it so ever so effortlessly that you just got it taped to your mirror. In the morning, because it used to be a morning that I used to have so many sticky notes all over my mirror.
I sure do.
All over the mirror, just because.
I got Bible verses, prayers, all that on my mirror.
He said he ain't eating red meat in 3 years. Well, we're going to have a conversation off the goddamn app.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk off air. All right. Next up, y'all. So who on here, Florida State fan? Who we got on here? Florida State, Gators, FAMU, Bethune-Cookman. We got us a new Tuskegee person on here now. Who out here? Who we got out here so we can talk about what went down?
I'm FAMU, baby. I'm FAMU all day.
And since you fam, you tell us why y'all let JSU walk all over y'all like that.
They walked on them. Look, and my nephew played for JSU. That's the thing. Number 41, Michael Pledge Jr. He played for.
Dog so fam, you like,
what?
They came over here and beat up on fam. You like they was an NFL team.
They did. They did. But shout out to JSU though. Shout out to them. I like what Dion got going on. I like what they got going on at FAM. Like, just to see, I was just watching, like, the clips from both of the schools on IG, and I was like, man, look at these young men. Like, they got on suits. They got them looking nice. Like, they got them looking presentable.
He's setting the standard.
You know what I'm saying?
He definitely
is. So it's nice to see both schools because I seen even FAMU students, FAMU football team, both of them, like to see them like look presentable, look like nice young men. I'm like, man, look, I know they playing against them, but this is what I'm talking about. But it was nice to see, but yeah, they killed us.
Did FAMU score at all?
It was 3 points the last time I looked at it.
So they kicked a damn field goal. But okay, well, let's go ahead and just say this though. FAMU, first game, they had about 20 some players out. This past game, they still had a couple, like 15, maybe 13 players out or whatever this past game. So we're gonna see what they got coming up on their roster soon. But
they got a game Saturday, matter of fact. They play Saturday.
Yeah, they play home. They play home. And the weird thing about it is that we know that FAMU needs some work. We know that they need a little bit of, you know, a little bit of assistance. The school itself is struggling right now. We're going to keep FAMU lifted, but we got to start taking ourselves more serious as Black colleges. You're talking, calling yourself a Black college yet. You're a prestige. You're supposed to be a prestige Black college. We were supposed to see a whole lot of difference coming from the moment that Deion Sanders stepped into the SWAC. Jada say, "Fam, you really disappointed me." From the moment Deion Sanders became a part of the SWAC or whatever, he been coming in setting a standard. He got a goal. Yeah. He must put it on paper, but he got a goal in mind, and he's changing the dynamic of how they see us out there on the field and how we see
all
us on the field. So what we need to start doing as that university is start being taking ourselves a little more serious. And that means stop hurting each other. Fam, you got to stop hurting the students. The staff got to do better. The head of the staff got to do better. And the sports program got to step up, because we have too much money invested in that program, in that school, for things to not be going properly. Uh-huh. And if y'all couldn't afford to bring in all them students this past year, we shouldn't have bought them in.
Yeah. That was
That's greedy. That's greedy.
That was ridiculous. That was definitely ridiculous.
So we hoping for FAMU to step their game up this game. They got a home game this weekend, and we're gonna see what they do. Let's talk about them Gators. Gators play Utah number 7 this past
number seven, and beat number seven.
And when they beat number 7, they knocked Utah down to number 13, and now Gators is up to number 12. What y'all gonna do?
I ain't watched their game. I ain't watched FAMU game. I ain't watched no games on Saturday. At all, and I just watched a little bit of FAMU. But hey,
a little bit.
The season.
It was I was so disappointed in FAMU. I was even disappointed in the damn band. They let JSU band come and show them.
They ain't even show the band. I got to get on YouTube so I can watch the band, because that's what
I had watched the halftime show, but I didn't know that FAMU band didn't have dancers. I did not know that.
They used to have little dancer girls.
Girl, they stick baby. They anyway. We go. All right. So the Gators beat Utah. They ranked number 12. Utah ranked number 13.
My number.
So we're going to see what the Gators got going on this season. But right now, what are they, 0-1?
Yeah.
I think they 0-1. Okay. And then we got Florida State played LSU this past week. Both of those teams are both unranked. However, it was a good game. It took it all the way to the end. That was a really good game, no matter nobody got to say. The game was good. FSU won. That's that. All the arguing in the comments that it was doing, I don't know.
It don't be that serious, y'all.
What y'all about to kill each other about this? But we do got to know that FSU beat LSU. That used to be a tough school to beat. Gators ain't never beat FSU.
Yeah. Now hold up, back up, LSU, it's been a long time, but yeah, LSU was that team. They was definitely that team. Like how Alabama that team. And even them, they ain't even like their team like they used to be. But they was their team. So I was, when I seen it, I was like, dang, LSU, Florida State beat LSU, what?
Yeah. And that made FSU 2-0. And we know that people don't like, we know that people gonna have issues with these teams because it's straight rivalry. It's always rivalry. Yeah. But the teams that I'm celebrating, the teams that I'm following the most this season is HBCUs. Just like I'm more interested and invested in that. Just like Tom just said, I'm proud of all the HBCUs accomplishment. I am. Every last one of them. If they whatever they out here doing. And before we say anything else, Fort Valley did knock Tuskegee down this past weekend. So we're going to have to make sure we keep Jade and them school lifted up a little bit more because they're going to need a little bit more work because they classic. They got beat at the classic this weekend. I think it was ended up being like 21-7 or something like that, Jay. What, am I right, Jay? Was it 21-7? The ending score? Because I think when I stopped watching it, it was 21-7 at the time. I don't know if that was the ending score, but it may have been. But we want to make sure that we are supporting and watching the HBCU games. If they on TV, watch them, stream them. Support
they
people.
They are getting to television time now.
They're getting a lot more televised time.
We got to support it. Yeah, we got to support it. We got to.
It's important, y'all, because, I mean, y'all stop sitting around here having these rivalry conversations about other schools, but people who look like you, you don't even know what's going on. So we definitely want to say that. But as far as the HBU is concerned, though, we are really sad about FAMU's loss because we are from Tally. Right, and that's a lot of reason why I am I was always a Florida State fan because I was born in Tallahassee. Like, what? It's strange to not be a fan of somewhere where you from. However, I'm not a fan of PWIs no more. Predominantly, and for people who don't know what PWIs mean, predominantly white institutes. I really don't do a whole lot of celebratory things for PWIs anymore. I'm full-fledged HBCU to the heart. I ain't never been to one.
To the bone.
But baby, I'm all about them. I'm all about me. So if y'all
rattlers all day long, baby. You grew up in Tallahassee, you're a rattler. It don't matter.
You're a rattler. You have to go there. I'm a rattler. Mm-mm. Point blank, period. So, we about to get out of here though, y'all. Who's she talking about? She talking about girl. We ain't asked for all that. I'm from Tally, baby.
Nah. Jada love.
Baby, we go.
We ain't asked about all that. We ain't need all that.
We go rep.
That orange and green, baby.
We gonna rep that orange and green. All I don't know nothing about football. Good night, everyone. Y'all definitely handled that. And definitely prime time, baby. Thank y'all for tuning in. Today,
look,
y'all.
All day long. That's my boy
and
now.
Support and we're going to definitely keep supporting JSU and all they do. So all the HBCUs, whoever you want to support, give them some love. Drop them a line. Mm-hmm. When they got a game.
Go buy a t-shirt.
You know what I'm saying? Get a t-shirt, baby. Get a t-shirt. Thank y'all for tuning in today, though. We appreciate y'all always. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. We got a guest. We got a guest next Wednesday. He was actually on here doing a lot of comment today. Mr. Rudley will be on our show next week because he's also an actor.
All right.
So make sure y'all tune in. We're going to talk about his two movies, Murder Gardens, and the other one is, oh my goodness, I had on the tip of my tongue. Type it in the thing, Rue. Nobody want to go to a PWI homecoming ever.
Look, okay, the band don't be doing nothing, child. Look, that HBCU is all the way live, honey. All the way live. The outfits, the hairdos,
it's the people, the culture, the spirit,
just the whole culture. The food, if you ain't ever experienced HBCU,
the bands, everything. It's nothing but. Ooh, we love it. But yeah, so we gonna y'all check us out next week Wednesday. We got a brand new live show for y'all. We got a guest, and we're gonna be talking about some very interesting things. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and oh, I thought he was answering my question. Rue, you didn't hear my question, did I? I was asking you what was the name of the second movie. But yeah, go up, go out, check out Mr. He got Murder Garden. Murder Gardens is on a couple of the apps that's out there, like the Vudu. I saw it on Tubi. It's on a couple different streaming apps. Yes.
So support that.
So it's a good movie too. I saw it. So support the people who look like you now. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next Wednesday. We love y'all. We like y'all. And y'all know we truly appreciate y'all. So check us out next week. See y'all then. Peace. SW Podcast, boo. We out.